Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the role of intercession in our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear friends, welcome back. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, we are talking about intercession and this idea of tawassul when it comes to our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, of course, you know, we find that tawassul and seeking intercession is something that is vital, and it is something that is really an integral, an intricate and even intimate part of our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. You know, we can reach certain levels of spirituality and certain levels of ubudiyya, but there are certain levels of ubudiyya that can only be attained via things such as tawassul, which is intercession, or tawakkul, which is the reliance upon Allah, and there's various others, you know, different concepts that are there which play a role in our ubudiyya and increasing our ubudiyya. As we have said on many programs, that ubudiyya is not just this formal worship that we do, but it is a much wider in scope. So in this battle between right and wrong, we find that intercession is one of the keys to solving many problems. Just like in our ubudiyya, we find that tawassul and intercession plays a huge role. We find that Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, he said at one point that we never neglect the nudba supplication. And of course, the nudba supplication is a means of this intercession, and it is a means of this tawassul. Now, we find that one of the tactics of the enemy, and especially so through soft war, is that they want to cut our connection and our relationship with the Almighty Allah. I guess we can easily say that they want to cut the connection that we have as regards to our ubudiyya, our worship and our servitude and our obedience to Allah. Because, of course, if we are the worshipers of the Almighty Allah and we keep ourselves within the confines and the limitations of the servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah, well, then we do not serve the enemy, or we do not serve anyone other than Allah. And of course, that creates problems for the enemies of humanity. And so this is why in their soft war, the enemy tries incredibly hard to be able to find various different ways to cut off our connection from the Almighty Allah. And really, that boils down to trying to make us commit sins, because sins do cut that connection that we have with the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
The
The concept of employing a wasila, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, is something that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam themselves even resorted to. It has been narrated that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray from the beginning of the night until the morning, he used to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the person of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam by saying, "O Allah, by the sake of Ali." When the other A'im alayhim as-salam used to pray, they too would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the five members who were part of the Ahlul Kisa, Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, Sayyidah Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam ajma'in. Thus, the way of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam was such that even they used to resort to tawassul whenever they supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayatollah Tawakkul, a renowned and educated scholar in Qom, who gives lectures on akhlaq and self-building, presents a beautiful example in his most recent book called The Concept of Wasila, which we mention here. He mentions that when we switch on a lamp in our house and get light from it, we know that the basis of this light is the electric company that is supplying the power. However, there must be some way or means between the main sources of power and the lamp. And this is the wire that serves as a connection between the two things. Without this connection, the wire from the lamp on the plug in the wall and the wires that stretch from the house to the power plant would not get the desired result, as we have failed in providing one of the essential items needed to illuminate our house. Similarly, in order to get our needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main source, we need the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as a means or way to serve as a connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, we must know that the one fulfilling our desires and answering our prayers is none other than the Almighty Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need to ask Him through the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Shias are very fortunate to have these great personalities to pray through, and it is unfortunate if we do not take advantage of them. Ayatollah Mazahiri mentions in his book, Struggle with the Self, Jihad by Nafs, that there is a narration from the Noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that states, "In your life, you have many opportunities and chances, and you have this mercy of tawassul. Therefore, be careful and make most use of it. In addition, make use of your youth, because there are many people who will regret their state while in the grave, barzakh and qiyamah, that they were a Shia of the Ahlul Bayt. However, they did not make use of the concept of tawassul that was given to them." One other way, which is one of the best methods of using wasila to the Ahlul Bayt, is to recite Dua al-Tawassul, with the full understanding and sincerely asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these 14 noble personalities. It is especially recommended to be recited on Tuesday nights, but can be recited at any time one has any difficulty or desire that one needs to be fulfilled. It is sufficient for us to mention that this dua is commonly referred to as the dua for quick fulfillment of legitimate desires. It can be seen that if one wants good in this world and in the next world, has prayers he needs accepted, wants help in the grave and on the day of judgment, and basically anything at all, we must perform tawassul to the holy infallibles. Now I'd like to invite you to listen to the supplication of tawassul.
Ya Aba Abdullah, Ya Hussein ibn Ali, أيها الشهيد يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله.
O Abu Abdullah, O Hussein, son of Ali, O descendant of the Messenger of Allah, O decisive argument of Allah over mankind, O our chief, O our master, we turn towards thee, seek thy intercession and advocacy before Allah. We put before you our open need. O intimate of Allah, stand by us when Allah sits in judgment over us.
Hussein, 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 Hussein. خلص عمري مشاية زاير إجيتك تريب رافع الراية يا حسين أموت وخلص عمري مشاية زاير إجيتك تريب رافع الراية عالراية كاتب حسين راية مواكب حسين حسين حسين.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we were talking about the role of intercession as a key part of our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. And of course, it is a key to solving our problems when it comes to the modern era battle between truth and falsehood, but also in our own personal battles that we have. Now, we found that intercession was, of course, something that is incredibly important. We kind of talked very briefly about the supplication of nudba or dua an-nudba in Arabic, as it is said. And of course, that the enemies of humanity and the enemies of Islam and the enemies of you and I and every single human being, their purpose under their satanic guidance is to break the connection that an individual has with the Almighty Allah, with the Almighty God, and that is done primarily via having them commit sins. Now, what's interesting is that despite the incredible amount of pressure that is applied by the enemies of humanity, whether it is via sanctions, economic war, hybrid war, military confrontation, lies, deceit, the more pressure that is applied upon nations or the more pressure that is applied upon an individual, we find that the righteous and the noble and the honorable, they just turn towards intercession and tawassul even more than when the chips aren't down, for example. Now, we look at, you know, the situation of Palestine, we look at the situation of Lebanon, we find that despite the atrocious, really horrendous crimes that the Zionist regime is committing, from all the other things in consideration, we find that all of this death and destruction and loss of property and wealth and family and friends and life, it has not cut off the connection of the people of Palestine or Lebanon or the Islamic Republic of Iran from the Almighty Allah. Matter of fact, it has probably increased, and I think it definitely has increased the relationship and the connection that these people, these righteous people, have with the Almighty God. And of course, with the same spirit and fervor and strength and resolute determination, they have all stood against the Zionist regime, which is committing the worst crimes against humanity that the world has ever witnessed. And we find that the axis of resistance is stronger than ever. Of course, one of the keys to the success that we are witnessing, despite the intense loss, is this idea of intercession and tawassul and seeking intercession with the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, with the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so in the end, we have to believe and firmly believe that our prayers and our supplications will always neutralize one day or the other the plans of the Pentagons of the world.
I was searching for heaven in the skies.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
But you found me and brought me to this place. So keep my heart in your land of light, even if I can't stay. Keep my heart, I wish I could breathe this air every day.